Hey, it's Dan. So in this video, we're going to talk to you about how I would spend $37 billion.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well. So let's talk about that. £37 billion spent on track and trace. Complete and utter waste of time because it didn't work. So, assuming that the UK government said, hey up Dan, we're on the phone, hey up Dan, could you do us a favour, could you spend that £37 billion a little bit better than we can, rather than the spaffing it up the wall, like Boris did, as Boris would say, and I'd go, of course I can do that for you. Where do I start? So let's go and spend it, shall we? I'm a great believer in investing, as you probably know, and one of the things that I don't understand is why we as a government, not we, but the government doesn't invest in things and spend things that actually gets them a much better return on that money than just spending it. So, you know, and also I just want to clarify, I'm going to use a billion, like a billion technically should be a million million, but we're going to use the American one just for, you know, because I'm not sure how the UK actually do it. So it's 1,000 million. That's how much a billion is. Think about that for a second. 1,000 million. You could spend 200 million and that's like 20% of that. I mean, it's just ridiculous how much money that is. And it's so easy to go, it's 37 billion. It was just a throwaway number, as though it doesn't make any difference whether it's 37 or 36 billion. It's just a billion, it's just one less. And it's not, it's 1,000 million less. And they spaffed it up against the wall, as Boris. I'm just using Boris's vernacular, that's all. So, what would I do? Okay, this is what I'd do. And yeah, you're going to either hate this or you're going to love this. And I don't care which. So this is what I would do. It's mine. You can tell me what you would do. 37. I would take the bottom 15 cities. I'd take the bottom 15 cities, the worst cities in the UK, and I'd give them a billion each. Remember, a billion in this instance is 1,000 million. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Like, you could spend a million on education, on an education centre for the next year, for the next 1,000 years. That's how ridiculous it is. But they didn't do that. They bought a track and trace system that didn't work. So I'd take 15 of the lowest cities and I'd give them a billion each, but I would tell them you can't spend it, you have to invest it, and you need to get a 10% return. Could be the stock market, could be anything, right? So they're going to take that, they're going to get 1,000 million, and 10% return is 100 million a year. 100 million a year. And it's just ridiculous. I'm questioning, have I even got these figures right? Like, 1,000 million is just ridiculous, but that's how much a billion is. So what about, let's call it 100 million instead. Let's just use 100 million. Let's just take a smaller percentage and spend that properly. Let's take 100 million, 10% return, 10 million a year, every year. It takes a total of 10 years to get a complete return on investment, not including compound interest. Now you've got 10 million a year. What would you do with 10 million a year? So the worst performing cities, I'd take that 10 million and I'd buy a place in the middle of Leeds city centre. Let's take Leeds. Or Blackpool, or Burnley, or whatever the worst cities in the UK, and I would have a creche, a training centre, a skill centre, show people how to be plasterers and bricklayers and building trades. I'd show people how to do social media. Would show people how to bake, how to cook, how to look after kids. Like, I'm a great believer in education, and I think one of the reasons why the UK struggles so much, especially with decision making processes, the lack of education. Like, I know we've got teachers, but I mean, my wife's a teacher. We left because she would come home and cry every night because of the sheer amount of work that she would then have to do. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous, the amount of work that teachers have to do, and school holidays, you know, setting stuff up. It's not holiday at all. So I'm a great believer in investing money and taking that money back out and then reinvesting that money into something that's going to do society good. And if we had 100 million, I mean, it should be 1,000 million, but we're going to use 100 million just to make sure that we get these numbers right. 100 million. It's ridiculous. 100 million. You could give every city and town 100 million out of that 37 billion, by the way, and then each city and town would have 10 million quid to spend, and even a 6% return. Let's just go over 6% return. They'd have £6 million a year, which is what, £500,000 a month. You could employ 50 people at £3,000 a month. There's 150. You've still got another £350,000. You could have £200,000 on a building, all paid for every month, and another every month, and another £150,000 for families that need extra help, getting skilled, getting a job, mental health. Like, it's just ridiculous how much money is just being wasted. I can't get my head around it. Obviously, we run budgets. We run budgets for our digital marketing agency. We run budgets for our property portfolio. We have to run budgets, and on the whole, we're pretty good at running them. We have money set aside for repairs and maintenance and all that kind of thing. We're pretty good. Sometimes we go over, but we've got spare cash available because we manage it. We've always got money somewhere where we can pull something out. That's how the government should be running theirs. And like, you've got degree, PhD educated people running this stuff, and then your FICO MP comes in and says, oh no, we're not going to do that. That doesn't help me and my Russian, my wife who's an investor in Russian businesses, Infosys, talking to you, Rishi, again, Rishi Sunak. It's just ridiculous. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And, you know, this is actually one of the reasons why I think we should have a Labour Party. And like if it's every 10 years of Tory rule, we should have Labour in for three or four years. And then we can see if they've got better at managing the public's money, which they didn't before. Because they, do you remember that letter? They left the last time the Tories got in, and the Labour had left after Gordon Brown, the Tories got back in, and they found a note saying, sorry, there's no money left, because Labour had spent it all. It's a problem with socialism. It's great until you run out of other people's money. I just don't get it. Why are we not getting people who actually understand how to balance the books? Why are we not getting people who actually understand how to run a business, but actually have empathy? Like, and I wouldn't say Donald Trump knew how to run a business. He had a lot of money. But I wouldn't say that he knows how to run a business. It might give that impression, but I don't think he does. And you might say, well, Rishi, obviously, he knows what he's doing because he's made a lot of money. Well, his wife's made a lot of money. I'm sure Rishi's made some as well. But where's his empathy? He has zero empathy. And I don't know about you, but I don't want a government with zero empathy. I want a government that talks about trickle-up economics. I don't want trickle-down economics, where eventually it trickles down to the very poorest in our society and they then make money. I don't want that. How about trickle-up? How about we take the very poorest in our society and we sort their problem out first, and any money that's left goes up to the top? How about that? And, well, it's a podcast for another time, actually, but you know, I'm a great believer in private education as well as going to normal school. I went to a normal school, and I used to be a great believer in private education. We're going to do a podcast on this later. But I actually think we should only have normal schools. No private education, no Eton, just normal schools. Because when normal Tories, normal government, see how bad normal education is, they'll plough a lot more money into it. Look, society is based on an education level. That's it. And it's not today's society that's based on today's education level. It's society in 20, 30, 40 years. And unless we start investing today on our kids' future, on our future society, for us as old people, because we're going to be there, until we start doing that, this is just going to be a vicious cycle. And the poor are going to keep paying for it, while the wealthy, those in government, are going to keep taking loads of money out. Oh, was it? 100 million went to Michelle Moan, one of the Lords of the House of Parliament, one of the House of Lords. She made 47 million quid profit on that. The PPE didn't even work, wasn't fit for purpose. Just ridiculous. I just don't. So she literally cost the NHS 47 million quid on PPE. Because that was, well, it cost them 100 because it didn't work, but her profit was 47 million. She's a Lord. Can't get my head around it. I mean, we aspire to wealth. Obviously, we aspire to wealth. But, you know, more than that, we aspire to helping people. You know, we feel really bad. If we have to put rents up, we feel really bad. But we've had to put rents up because our tax bill's gone up. So to stay the same, we've had to increase it. I was just explaining this to someone. They're like, aghast at how much rents have to go up to cover Section 24 tax. I just think we got it wrong. We need to take that $37 billion. We need to invest it in our, you know, take the worst areas of a city and let's invest it there. Like, little things like libraries. I was thinking about libraries this morning, believe it or not, because I'm off to Leeds this weekend, and I'm actually going to go up to Crossgates Library, where I spent a lot of time looking at books. I bet it doesn't even exist anymore. And I bet other local libraries don't even exist anymore. Last time I went into a library, I think it was up in Keighley, and it was really cool. We had loads of stuff, and it was a well-lit, safe place to go, you know. And we had coffee and things, and it was lovely. We had a little creche air, it was wonderful. I bet that doesn't even exist anymore. I'm at a loss right now as to what's going on in the world and why we can just take £37 billion and lose that money instead of actually putting it into something that's going to help people. Like, that's just ridiculous. I just don't get it. So, look, bit of a negative one today, but life's not all sunshine and rainbows. And sometimes you got to take the rain with the sun. And the rain with the sun is this government right now just being absolute arses and being very selfish and taking all the money for themselves and their pals. And I think as a society, the UK has to go through this, unfortunately, because we don't know what we've got until you see what the alternatives are. And I think right now we need to have an alternative. I'm really a Tory because I'm a capitalist and I love capitalism, and I don't think capitalism's failed. I think people in charge of capitalism right now are so in it for themselves and just have zero idea about what it's actually like when you've got damp wallpaper falling off your walls, no food, hardly any heat because you can't afford it. I just don't think they're in touch at all, and they think, oh, 37 billion, oh, it just didn't work, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters to the single mum with three kids who's doing her very best to try and bring those kids up with zero help. You know, it does matter. And part of what we do on these podcasts is to try and help people understand that us as capitalists are also here to help other people as well. It's not just about us and what we can do. It's about helping other people as well. Anyway, look, hope that's useful on some level. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Have yourselves a great day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.